Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Schneider. Welcome to the Song Club.
I knew it was a bad idea to meet you here, my dear.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Back at the MF Song Club, as some folks refer to it. Glad you're here, wherever you are. It's Song Club number 43. I'm excited. I'm not usually excited. This is my excited voice. I know some of you are like, damn, he seems so excited. I am. I'm excited because I think this is the only time since I started doing the Song Club that all the songs this month are from this month. So there's no old songs. There are only new songs. So 5 weeks ago, these songs didn't exist, and now they do. That's kind of cool. Now, the haters might be like, well, let's hear them first. And that's cool, too. I don't mind haters hating, you know, if they haven't been to the party. You know, they're outside on the lawn and they're like, man, bunch of people are saying that that party in there is like real cool and stuff, but I don't believe it. That party sucks, man. But those people are hating because they're out on the lawn. Now, if they came into the party and were like, damn, this party sucks, you know, then I'll be like, okay, they obviously don't like this party. But I feel like that's what it is with the Song Club. A lot of people, you know, might hear it. Not, and when I say a lot, I mean 410, 420 maybe. 420,000 people might hear about it and go, yeah, I've heard about it. I heard about the Song Club, man. What about it? That sounds like it sucks. And they're on the front line. I mean, they're invited, of course. Everybody's invited. This is free. You can watch this all day long. I mean, it's not free. I mean, there's ads. There's an ad for something. Whatever you're interested in, there's an ad for it. That pops up every once in a while. You're like, damn, how many ads are they going to put on this fucking thing? And I don't even know the answer to that question because I don't put them on. I just say, it's like a dog that you just train and send out in the world. And you go make me some money, dog. But it's a YouTube video. And then the YouTube video comes back like after a week. And it's like holding part of a mouse tail. And you're like, damn, I told you to bring me back some booty, some real dollar, stack them my paper to the ceiling, feeling style action. And the dog's just there's just a little mouse tail, and you're like, damn, how am I gonna pay the rent with this mouse tail? Meanwhile, the Weeknd, or PewDiePie, is sending his YouTube video out in the world. And that video is coming back with a dime armored truck sound. Dinkle, dinkle, dinkle. And PewDiePie's like, damn, I can't even, I'm going to direct deposit this. I can't even lift all this cash, and it's in hundreds. I feel like I'm on the lawn. I'm on the PewDiePie lawn. I've never actually gone into that party. But it seems like I would probably not like it. But see, that's the thing. There are people that are on the lawn, on the song club lawn, and they feel the same way. They'd be like, yeah, I don't think I would like that. And then there's you people that are listening right now. You guys are the believers. You guys have been here before. You're like, yeah, man. We've been to the song club like many times, man. And that's pretty cool, man. He's got cookies. He always makes like some fresh cookies. And he's always got drinks. Like, he doesn't have any alcoholic beverages because he likes to respect. You know, he likes to respect whatever you're into. So if you're into drinks, you gotta bring your own gin or whatever. If you want to make yourself a gin and tonic, he's got the tonic though. He's got ice, he's got tonic, he's got Kool-Aid, he's got iced tea, he's got milk. Just whole milk though. None of that skim milk. I mean, who would want skim milk, right? When you can have whole milk. It's like, who would want skim anything, really? You want that whole thing. You don't want half. Well, it's the song club. Should I get into the song part of it? So, what are we? What is this? What month is this? October. October 2020. So all these songs were from September 2020. Now, I do feel like every year there's a month where I'll do some good songwriting. And I feel like this is the month for 2020. Obviously, it's been an interesting year to say. The very MF least. And for a while there, back in March, I was like, man, I don't even know if I can even write. I'm like too nervous. I'm like a little nervous Nelly. I'm like smelly Nelly and her nervous neighbors. I don't know if I can write anymore. So it took me a couple weeks to kind of get back up on the horse and write some stuff because I'm scared. You can't write when you're scared. You have to kind of pretend when you're writing, you really do have to kind of put yourself into sort of an insane sort of mind. Insane mindset where you've convinced yourself, oh, I'm going to live forever. And like all these songs, people are going to love and they're going to hear them. Because if you don't have that, if you think, oh, I'm going to die, nobody's ever going to hear any of this. If that's where you're coming from, you're not going to write shit, boy. You're just going to be like, fuck this. Why am I even writing anything? Nobody's going to hear this. So, it took me a minute to kind of get back into the old, I'm going to live for a while. Everybody's going to hear this. I'm going to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Everything's going to be cool. So, get back to writing, son. So, that's what I did. That's what I motherfucking did. And I will say that the songs I wrote this month, pretty good. Now, having said that, I did listen to them here over the last day to check out and make sure, like, are these really that good? And I was like, they're pretty good. Maybe not as good as I was hoping. But I'm happy with all of them. Let's listen to the one that I just wrote that I haven't even played live on my live stream, which I'm doing every Monday now. Every Monday, if you're part of my Patreon, you get to see me performing all these songs. So if you're not part of my Patreon, what are you waiting for? Go to patreon.com/Bob Schneider. Sign up today, and then you can watch all these being performed. I have a feeling most of you guys are, though. Most of the folks listening to this, you're already hooked in. I don't know who's, like, listening to this right now and who's not on Patreon. I mean, maybe there's one or two. So let's listen to the latest song. This one's called Christopher Columbus. I know people were like kind of starting to go to sleep, and then when I said the name of the song, they were like, whoa, wait a minute. Christopher Columbus? What is this song about? Because I don't know. Here's what you're realizing if you're listening to this. Damn, I don't know dick about Christopher Columbus. Like, I know a lot about MLK. I know a lot about, I don't know, Huey Lewis in the news, maybe. But I don't know dick about Christopher Columbus, except that, you know, he just fucking, you know, was the first guy over here on a ship since the Vikings or some bullshit like that. Well, if you're expecting to learn anything about Christopher Columbus from this song, more than what you already know, you won't. You will learn one thing, though. It's mentioned in the course. Let's listen to it. See if we like it. And we can talk about it afterwards. Why don't we do it? Here it is, Christopher Columbus. Chill intro for sure.
He fell down into a hole.
Ooh, got a little accent. Pretty cool.
Didn't call for a week or so.
This is murder mystery.
I thought maybe you were gone. Passed out on somebody else's lawn. I tried to do the thing you asked. Boat out of the grass. Figured it would be a sin.
That's a thick accent.
But it didn't budge an inch. When he said we lost it all in the fire.
Oh yeah, I'm liking that.
A new crystal. Does he know? He thought he'd found America. It wasn't even Mexico. I sailed a ship across the sea, dressed in all my finery. It's the garden of our home.
Yeah. I sailed the ship across the sea dressed in all my finery. Damn, that's some Shakespearean style shit right there, son. Pretty cool. I like that song. I did have to do a little Google afterwards. I was like, wait, where did he land? And now I can't even remember where he landed. He landed like in El Salvador, San Salvador, or something like that. What's today? Some part of the West Indies. So it wasn't America. It was the West Indies, or it was damn the Bahamas or some bullshit. So that's the idea. Like, He thought it was America, but he didn't think it was America. He thought it was India. He's trying to get to India, but everybody knows that. Maybe some people don't. But you should know that. I feel like that there's stuff you should know. And then if you don't, what does that say about the world? If you don't know that Christopher Columbus was actually trying to find a trade route to India. Because at that point, like, you couldn't just get on a damn camel or get on a bicycle and make your way to China or to make your way to India, because all the trade routes were kind of getting fucked up. Because, you know, people were like, oh shit, we can tax these motherfuckers or we can just steal their shit. I don't know, dude. What do I look like, a damn history professor? I know I do. I know some of you are like, damn, if I was taking a history class and I walked in and it was B. Schnitty up there, I'd be like, damn, what's up, Professor Schnitz? Well, teach us some shit, Professor Schnitz. I want to learn from you, man. Sing it to us. Sing us about the... I want this to be like fucking School of Rock. With B. Schnitty up there fucking spouting the fucking wisdom. But just rapping it. What if you showed up and your history teacher was Harry Mack? If you don't know who this guy is, he's some dude on Instagram that's just making up raps. And even if he wasn't making them up, even if he was sitting down and writing all these raps, they'd still be really good. But he's just making them up. And I'm like, it's a magic trick that I can't figure out. But it's real magic. I mean, I like David Blaine, but fuck David Blaine. Harry Mack, dude. Go watch Harry Mack and be like, is this motherfucker sawing a goddamn woman in half? How is he doing this? I don't know, man. There's shit. There's some 12th monkey shit going on in music where I'm just like, fuck it, man. Why am I even playing the game? The game's stacked. I don't know if anybody's watching America's Got Talent in the last, oh, I don't know, 10 years. But the greatest singers in the world are 6-year-old kids. Who's that chick they had, that 11-year-old who not only was a great singer, but also did it all without moving her lips? And singing through a ventriloquist dummy. And I'm like, how do you... What? I mean, I can barely remember one of my songs that I wrote 10 years ago. Definitely got to move my lips. And I can't go back in time. Now, do I look like the damn sexiest goddamn history teacher at goddamn Poli Sci? If that's even a place. The answer, of course, is yes. How about if I just showed up in class, not giving a fuck, and just, like, this was just me on the first day of class, and people are like, what? When's he going to start teaching us? He mentioned some shit about Christopher Columbus, then he played us part of this song that had nothing to do with Christopher Columbus. I partied hard last night. I need to get some sleep. I need to get some shut eye. Luckily, this is all on Zoom. Meanwhile, my son's got that Zoom game on lock, dude. He's doing in-home high school. Man, if I could have stayed home and Zoomed through high school, that would have been truly, truly nice. Man, I hated high school. just last year, pre-COVID, I was trying to talk my son into just quitting high school. I was like, man, just stay home. Just do whatever you want to do. Fucking booty pie it, bitch. And he's like, no, I gotta go, man. I gotta go to school, man. Oh, well. He didn't want to go to school now, I'll tell you that. All right, let's listen to this next song. This is called Zombie. Zombie. That's how you pronounce it in Portugal. Zombie. This is Zombie Surfers on Mars. Let's listen to it, and then we'll have a little quick exam. So make sure to take notes while we're listening to it. Oh, maybe I'll just start it here eventually. There it is. Oh, shit. Is that a toy piano? Yeah. This kind of sounds like the last song. I know some of you are like, did he just write the same song over and over? That's why he wrote so many songs this month? Kind of. These are the only two that sound similar, though. Look, I'm a Libra. Zombie surfers on Mars, driving round in cars, with money to burn, covered in scars, sleep all day, and they're up all night, and they won't back down, they're always ready to fight, and you can't see them, 'cause they're so far away, up in the sky in the cold dark gray. They got their own lives, they're doing their thing, they don't even know that Jesus Christ is king. This is usually where I would cut it off, but let's listen to one more verse. Why not? I'll do a little commentary. Zombie surfers on Mars, guys, we got with names like Laura and Lars, with their broken off noses and shitty guitars, bang their heads and they don't complain, they're dead already. They're feeling no pain, and you can't see them. They're so far away up in the sky, in the cold dark gray, just dreaming their lives away. While I'm dreaming my life away. Nice. Yeah, see, that's why I want to listen to the second verse, because it ends differently. You think it's going to be like me talking about Jesus Christ again, but no, it's a different, ending of the chorus. That's why I do, because I'm a pro. You think you're going to, you know, get the same thing, and then you're like, damn, he turned it around, son. He turned it around. So, I will say this. This is weird. Even though I feel like I wrote the best songs of the year this month, every time I, you know, was getting around to writing a song, I was just not feeling, like, I'm just not feeling it. I don't feel inspired. I don't feel particularly creative. I don't know what I'm going to write about. Just been home for 7 months, like literally. Not traveling, just doing the same things over and over. Like, what am I gonna write about? So with that song, I was like, asking my daughter, who's five, I was like, what should I write about? And like right as soon as I asked her that, I was like, should I write about zombie surfers on Mars? She was like, yeah, write about that. And I was like, oh yeah, I should write about that. That'd be fun to write about. And that's how that came about. So just me turning my attention to what a five-year-old might like, that came into my head. Then, of course, I did the thing where I was like, I wonder, is there a Zombie Surfers on Mars, like, comic book, or is there something like that? So I did some Googling. There's nothing. There's zombie commandos on Mars. Or maybe even zombie surf commandos. I don't know, something. But there was no zombie surfers on Mars. So I was like, all right, I'll use it. And there you have it. And then now you got that song. And that song, what happened was, I'll get into the, let me just get into the nuts and bolts. This is for the songwriters. Because there's songwriters that listen to this and I'm like, They listen and they're trying to pick up clues. Like, how's he doing it? How's he creating this true, real magic on Earth? Patience. Well, I'll tell you. So what I did was I wrote the music for that song and was singing some stuff over that music, and it was bullshit. And then I came up with that Zombie Surfers from Mars idea, and I was like, oh, let me write a country song like that. So I wrote the whole song sort of as a country, so not country necessarily, but kind of like Tom Petty. But very similar to some songs that I'd written. And it was done. Recorded it. Finished it. Was listening to it. And liked it. I was like, oh, I like this song. This is going to be good. And then I listened. And then luckily I had bounced the instrumental version of the song that I just played to you to my iTunes. So that came on next. And I was like, oh, this is so much more interesting musically than the sort of Tom Petty. And so I was like, I wonder if I could sing the lyrics. And so I started singing the lyrics to it. And I was like, oh, I think this might actually work. So then I went back into the studio. And the song that I'd written with the chord changes and all that, I sang over the original music. And that's what you just heard. And it's better. So that's the way it works. You always have to be willing to change and go with whatever. Like, you have to always be open to change. You can't just make up your mind. I mean, maybe you can. But every time I make up my mind about what a song's going to be or what I'm writing about, it's dead at that point. And when I stay open, that's really when the magic stuff happens and arrives. Because it's like you're having a party and you send out your invite list to your creative part of your brain, and then you think you know who's going to be there. Oh, reggae. I'm writing reggae and surfer lyrics. All right, that's my invitation. But then reggae will be talking to Yacht Rock, and Reggae would be like, hey, I'm going to this party at B. Schnitty's Brain. And Yacht Rock's like, oh, you didn't invite me. And then Reggae's like, look, man, just come. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what he's doing. So Yacht Rock will show up and, you know, who you never know. And then so you're writing the song, and then all of a sudden you look up and there's Yacht Rock, and you're like, I didn't invite him, but what the fuck, what do you got? And then you might have something. So invite as many people as you can to your head when you're about to write that song and you're having that party, dude. All right, let's listen to another one. This one's called Glass Houses. And now, if this sounds like the other two, I'm not going to be happy. But I think, actually, no, I'm almost about to press play. I think it actually is going to sound like the other two. But let's check it out. Maybe not. Oh, it sounds just like the other two.
Let me tell you a story about a baby. Grew up on a farm in the Navy. Hair was all curly and wavy. Never really very shavy. Had a big beard like a miner. Liked to hand out the hot shiner. He was a wincer and a whiner. Not a good tipper at the diner. Oh no.
He was not a cool dude, that's what I'm saying.
That's my favorite line in the whole song, is that he wasn't very shady.
But hey.
Good line.
Turn in, tune in, tell me what you see. People being told what to believe. Getting at the only thing that matters. Trying to find a little of a scatter. See as far as you can. Open up your heart and let the love in. Only business I want to be in is forgiveness. Glass houses.
Actually, my favorite line is, the only business I want to be in is forgiveness.
Stones and glass houses. Glass houses.
Oh, shit. Is this Star Wars?
Throwing stones and glass houses.
Is that the Stormtroop? The Stormtroop?
Once I'm said, it can't be undone. That's not what I'm saying, son. You need to be more understanding. I know that's a little more demanding, but a pound of flesh for a penny of pain, that ain't gonna make it better again. The only people learning what you're trying to teach are the people in the choir where you preach. Glass houses.
Damn, I'm gonna bring you some knowledge on this song.
Throwing stones in glass houses.
Am I fucking David Koresh or some bullshit? I was bringing some knowledge. That's one of those songs where I'm trying to impart some lesson upon the listener. Those, not my favorite songs, but that one, pretty cool. I like the, my favorite part of that song is that the first verse about the miner guy with the big beard has really nothing to do with anything else in the song. And if you're listening to it, you'll be like, what is this song about? And then, cause it immediately switches gears to, like, you know, a running commentary on how everybody's all getting bent out of shape because of all the social media, nonstop social media that everybody's bathing in right now, and happened for a while. But of course, everybody's just, man, everybody's wound up. Everybody's wound up. And I mean, even me saying, like, everybody's wound up, like I'm not taking that seriously. People are like, hey man, yeah, yeah, we're wound up. Shit's real serious. And I'm like, it seems serious. For sure. It seems serious. But is it? I mean, it's serious. But life, by the way, here's some news. Here's some news. Ready? Life's serious. Like, you're born with no idea why you're here, and you are going out. And in between, ball of confusion. Now, people will tell you they know what's up. Your parents will be like, I know what's up, son. This is what's up. And they'll tell you, and then your friends will tell you. Like, in grade school, they'll go, hey, here, this is what's up. And you'll be like, fucking Tim knows what's up. And your dad will be like, Tim can go fuck himself. Because Tim didn't know dick. He's in fifth grade. And then you're like, but you don't understand, old man. Tim's got the deets, bitch. And then your dad's like, go fuck yourself. And then who else? Your teachers? They'll tell you some shit. Fucking, if you go to church, they'll tell you some fucking shit. If you go to the mosque, they'll tell you some stuff. Everybody's got their ideas. And they're like, yeah, I got the deets, bitch. And then, you know, depending on who you are, you'll just buy into it. At some point, you'll just be like, I guess there is a fucking tooth fairy. But then, 2 years later, they're like, oh, no tooth fairy. And you're like, what am I supposed to believe? Believe everything I say. But what about, shut up. But, shut up. Anyways, yeah, life's serious. But here's the deets. Oh, now I'm gonna tell you what's up. I'm one of those people now that's telling you what's up. Shut up, Bishnetti. We don't care. Damn, how about that? I'll just breathe in the air through my nose and record it and call it entertainment. Well, here's what I'm saying. Life's serious. You dying soon, whoever you are. And everybody you know is dying soon. When I say soon, I mean in the next 100 years. Everybody that you see today and everybody that you'll see for the next 3 or 4 weeks, unless some shit happens, they're all dead in 100 years. Unless they figure some shit out, which they might. You never know. They got that CRISPR, so they might figure it out. But if they do and nobody's dying, oh my God. It'll be like, well, we thought we were going to have some vacancies on the planet, but no vacancy, bitch. Yeah, but what about all these people? Good luck. There's some area in the desert left that has not. There are some vacancies in the desert. Okay, I'll go there and live. In the desert, in the tent with the scorpions. Okay. Should we listen to another song or should I just keep getting deep as fuck? Let's listen to another song and like, let's not let me do any more thinking about the world. This one's called No Money, No Problems. No Money, No Problem. And it's based loosely on Biggie's Mo Money, Mo Problem. So I took his Mo Money, Mo Problems, and I said, bye-bye, M. Here's an N for those words. And let me see if I can turn it into dollar bill, y'all. Oh, shit, we're having a motherfucking party!
Money is the root of all evil.
Whoa.
But listen to what I tell you, people.
Whoa.
You gotta have some money if you wanna.
Whoa.
Go to the store and buy a banana.
Oh, yeah.
Banana.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you pronounce that?
That Buddha walk around in his own day.
The Buddha.
All weekend on the weekend on Sunday.
What?
You can see, you ask him why you say G. Oh,
oh, yeah, yeah.
No money, no
free. No free, won't bang and no TV.
Chica, 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 jam, jam.
I cost a little money.
Look,
I'm not trying to be funny, but you need a little door for the baby. Mercedes Benz. You need a little money for the Rasta. You need a little money for the Tesla.
Whoa.
You need a little money for the helicopter.
Whoa.
You need a little money for the plane.
Yeah.
You need a little money for the helicopter, and you need a little money for the Tesla. Those Teslas aren't, I mean, you can get some that are like 70 grand, I guess, but most, the one you want, of course, is the 100 and whatever. I want one of those Teslas, but I don't want to buy it. I just want Elon Musk to like listen to Blood and Bones and go, damn, I like this music. But I think he only listens to like rave music or something, because he likes having sex with, I don't know, seemingly people who are into that kind of music. It seems like it, but I don't know, you know, obviously, you know, it makes sense. Like if you're, you know, building space rockets and electric cars, like if you are the future, you should, you know, it seems like you should be listening to like electronic music, just because, you know, he was probably like half a fucking robot really, so it would make sense. Like it'd be weird if he was listening to like Lucinda Williams. Like he's like, yeah, most of the time I'm like hyper focused on technology. I invented PayPal and I just built a rocket that landed on a fucking, on its butt hole. Like who fucking sends a rocket into space and then lands it on its butthole? Me, Elon Musk. He ain't listening to no goddamn Lucinda Williams talking about being lonely and hungover. He's listening to the fucking, oh man, am I that dude from Police Academy? I felt like I was just inside of a discotheque from the future. I feel like I was in a discotheque from the future. I'm not sure I wasn't. Oh man, it's so nice here with the birds. Some of you guys are like, damn, where's he at? Is he in a temple? Is Bishnitz in the temple? Yeah. The Song Club Temple. This is where I write all my songs. Are there kids playing nearby? Is he near a school? What is going on? Who knows? Let's listen to another song. These are all from this month. Now, I will say this. Those were the best songs. But this one's pretty good. Let's listen to it, and then I can talk about it afterwards. Yeah, Elon Musk is not listening to this. This is too chill for him. The whole... He would like, fuck technology, let's go into farming. Kanye might dig this.
Somebody tell me where the time went. We used to be so young.
What?
We had our whole lives before us. Now they're almost done. Can somebody tell me where the time went? It's getting late.
Somebody talk to this guy. He's got a lot of questions.
Having a goal is something I sure do. I'm so young on the inside, but the outside's a different story. And talking about getting older is real boring. I know it's a fact that we have all got to go one day. Oh, but I'd rather not. not. They say the world is gonna ruin. I said, baby, listen here. Oh, that's the way it's always seemed, my dear. Oh, you'd be so kind to come over here. Let me whisper a little something sweet and soft in your ear. Tell me where we're going, cause it feels like we've been here before. Tell me, is that forever? Knocking on that old front door. Damn. That's fucking
straight up Professor Schnitz talking to one of his more talented students right after class right there. He's just like one of his graduate students. It's like, hey, come over here and let me tell you a little something. American History X. And she's like, or he's like, I try to be inclusive on my song club. Like, oh no, I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable getting that close, Professor Schnitz. Okay. Listen there, then, wherever you are. Where are you? I can't see you. I'm right across the desk from you, Mr. Schnitz, or Professor Schnitz. I can only smell you. Ooh, the smell of the scent of a student. Yeah, that's the old front door. I got nothing to say really about that song. Except for the fact that, again, wasn't digging writing it, was having a hard time writing it, and then at the last minute came up with that sort of chilly, chill, chill, ooh, kind of laid back gospel vibe. And then I was like, I kind of like that. And so it kind of worked out. Now, the song I wrote before that, I didn't like. But now I kind of like it. So that happens sometimes. When you're writing a song, sometimes, you know, it'll take hours. And during that time, you're hearing the song over and over and over and over again. And if it's not great, even if it's good, after a while you'll be like, oh, I hate this. It's too much. I don't want to hear it anymore. And so you'll be like, you'll reach the conclusion it's not very good and you'll put it away. But then if you maybe wait a week and then hear it, you might be like, it's pretty good. And I feel like that's what happened here. This is called The Rest of the World. Now, you'll know what I'm talking about. The music's a little annoying. But the info is, it's like a nerd trying to tell you something. Like, you know when a nerd's trying to tell you, like, about something. You're just like, I want the information, but your nerd voice is annoying. Like, who's that guy? Urkel. Like, Urkel was smart as fuck. Like, as soon as Urkel got out of high school, he was fucking straight up like the Rock character in Ballers. Like, he was straight up like somebody's sports agent right after that. And he's living so large, but still kind of talking like that. But doesn't care because he's got so much money and so much lady friends. Try not to use the B word as much. And I'm saying lady friends instead of the B word. And I feel pretty good about it. Feel pretty good about it. Seems funny when I say lady friends. Anyways, let's listen to this song. It's called The Rest of the World. Oh shit, now Elon Musk is like, oh, what is this? Sounds like the inside of my brain. I'm Elon
mushed, motherfucker.
The square root of nothing divided by the seventh time.
What?
You told me that you weren't excited. Time's what you wanted me to do.
What the fuck?
Once the dynamite was ignited,
I don't know what's going on.
And the searchlights in the distance.
Is this a crime drama?
The sirens. And someone screaming soft and low.
Is this author and Punisher's side project? What is
and
going
on? Someone screaming soft and low.
What?
I belong to the rest. 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 I belong to the rest of the world. Can you see that I belong to the rest? I belong to the rest of the world. I belong to the rest of the world. I belong to the rest of the world.
That's some robot shit right there. Alright.
I do feel like sometimes I'll send these songs out on the song club to my Patreon people, and they're like, yeah, I don't know how much I'm going to listen to that song. That might be one of them. Even though I kind of like it. And here's who I know would love that song, Elon Musk. If he ever heard that song, I'm definitely getting a free Tesla. Like, it'll just show up one day in my driveway. I'm like, what the? Honey, did you order a Tesla? No? There's a Tesla in the driveway, and I'll go out, and there'll be a note, and it's Elon. It's like, I heard that Rest of the World song. Here's your Tesla. Call me. And he won't leave a number. He'll just be like, just call out, call my name and I'll be there. Because I'm Elon Musk and I've got the property. Like, I'm listening to you in your car and watching you, like, Knight Rider style. Because now that you own a Tesla, I own you. Oh, really? Okay, cool. If somebody was like, hey, here's a Tesla, but you will be monitored all the time by Elon Musk, I'd be like, no problem. Monitor me if I get a free Tesla. They're like, no, you got to pay for it. Okay, I'll take it anyways. Can I get a discount? No. All right, I'll still take it because it's cool. If you haven't driven a Tesla, drive one. They're so cool. All right, we're getting near the end here. We got like 8 minutes. Has this been like going fast for you guys, or you're like, damn, I'm fucking bored. When's Bobby gonna get to the funny bits? I don't even know if I have the ability to be funny anymore. I really don't know. I mean, I do, of course. But I don't know, man. I've just been watching Joe Rogan. That dude's never funny. So I've been like, he just got $100 million and he's not worried about being funny. I should maybe stop worrying about being funny and start making that $100 million. So that's where I'm at. I'm at the beginning of that, making that $100 million. Yeah, cheer about it. Cheer about it. So I was watching YouTube and somehow I landed on a video of a young lady telling me how to say things in Swahili. And I watched all of it and it was 15 minutes. So for 15 minutes, it was this lady and she's just walking towards the camera. She's obviously holding some kind of selfie stick and she's like, this is the way to say blank, you know. This is the way to say have a nice day. And then she'd say something else. Anyways, one of them was tutoana, which means see you later. And I was like, that's going to be the song phrase for the week. So that's the song phrase I sent out that week. And guess what? guess what Tutuana is? Real hard to get using a song. By near impossible. Now, I have sent out some really hard phrases in the past, and they've resulted in some good songs. I'm not sure this was one of... Actually, there were some amazing songs. John Cusimano sent in one of my favorite songs that he sent in a while, where he's just talking about how fucked the phrase was. He wrote a song about the song game and how fucked it was that I used that phrase. And that was pretty funny. So it's actually worth it. Anyways, here's mine. It's mostly instrumental. And at some point late in the song. In fact, I'll even try to get there. I'll try to even get there. Maybe I'll skip to it. I start saying, we're definitely not going to listen to it all the way. We're not going to listen to it all the way to where I'm... Because this is how it starts. And it does this shit for a long time. Now, is this some good music to just be like... put on if you're about to... like, I don't know... get into a bath, maybe? Or have your back massaged by a stranger? Yeah. Dude, I've gotten a couple... I'm not a big massage guy, but if I lay down to get a massage and they started playing this music, I'd be like, what is that? That's pretty cool. And they'd be like, oh, that's Bishnitty. That's this music from a song club. Oh, it is? What's the song club? My name is Elon Musk. That's why I'm here. To get a massage. And they'd be like, oh, it's the thing, you should join. In fact, here's the link. And then he'll hear that last song, that the rest of the world song, and then I'll get a free Tesla. Man, things are starting to look up over here. Dude, this sounds like every song that I've ever heard at a massage place. They got that incense going. Here's what I don't like, oil. I don't like oil. But they're slathering that oil on. I only like being massaged by women. I know that sounds sexist, but I don't want... Oh. Tutawana. Tutawana. See, I use the phrase. So I'm sure the guys and ladies in the song club were like, well, he used the phrase, but just barely. And I don't like it. But that's because they're not getting a massage. Definitely gotta get a massage to this music to really, truly appreciate it. Man, that's some... we're just gonna listen to this. That's gonna be the background music. Because we're just about done. I just got one more song that we'll go out on. I wanna thank you guys for joining me here on the Song Club. I'm here once a month on wherever you get podcasts. You can listen to it in Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I don't know where else. Those are the only two places I know. You can watch me say all this stuff on YouTube. You can realize, oh, he's just making all this stuff up. Like anybody would ever think that I wrote any of this down. How insane would it be if I wrote all this? If I spent like a week or all month writing stuff and then read it to make it sound like I'm making it all up, I would be the greatest actor of all time. So if you're a director and you're looking for somebody to be in your film, maybe that's what I'm doing. But I'm not. I'm not doing it. I'm making it up. So anyways, here's the last song. This one goes out to Elon Musk. I want to thank you guys for joining me here at the Song Club. I played this song for my daughter, and she was like, "Daddy, is this a scary song?" And I said, "Yeah, it's a real scary song." And she said, she was like this. I'm like, it's not scary. It's a song. One good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain. All right. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time at the Song Club, baby. At the Song Club, baby. The Song Club, baby. The Song Club, baby.